Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Monday. Happy Monday. I pray that you are well and that you are blessed and that you are just taking this day on by storm. I pray that any trouble that has tried to come your way, that you are able to overcome it. And if you have not, by the time you finish listening to this interview, this motivational moment, that you are encouraged, that you are changed, that you are going to go out and let your light shine, and that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, because that's all it is. When someone comes and tries to take you off guard or try to change your mood or change your purpose or change where you are in life, anything, it's a weapon that's trying to come to destroy your purpose. It's a weapon that's coming and is trying to destroy your potential. I mean, we all have potential. We all have purpose. There's something inside of each one of us. And so today, I wanted to encourage you, like never before, to hold on to that and know who you are and allow that true being of self to come in and shine so that God can get the greater glory of who you are, because it all belongs to Him. All of it belongs to Him. All of it was given to us so that we can give it back. You know how you, if someone says, you know, someone opens a door for you, or someone, you know, says God bless you, or to give you something, they're looking for something in return. They're looking for a thank you. They're looking for gratitude. They're looking for hospitality. And that's what God is looking for in us all. He is looking for us to give back to Him what He's given us. And He's given us so much. And He's given through our talents, through our energy. Our energy is everything. Our energy is worth more than our talents. Our energy, which is our spirit, to some, and it's how our personality, all that, He gives it to us to be a blessing to others. And what other way to share in those gifts by being good to people, by being present to your purpose, by not letting any weapon that was formed come and take over your life or come and wreak the havoc that it was trying to do in the first place. What would happen if we were to just say, you know what, devil, for real, you know, not, it's more than a quote, but we're really saying, you know what, devil, not today. I got bigger things to do. I got bigger fish to fry. You're just a small little created little animal that's trying to swim with the big sharks who are doing things, who are walking in their purpose, who are living their lives to the fullest, who are doing what God calls them to do. So not today. You don't get any of this. You don't get any glory. You don't get anything. Today, I'm going to stand in front of my purpose, greet it with a smile, and say, hello, let's go out and do this. That's what God is calling us all to do. Not just me, not just the people you see on TV, not just Oprah Winfrey, not just the Obamas. God is calling us all to do great things. And so today I just want to encourage you to stand secure on your call, whatever it is God has called you to do. And if you can't figure out your call, you can just think about what's the thing that you do repetitively. Like, what do you do over and over again? What is it that you would do if you can do it for free? What do people say that you're good at? Because that's, a lot of people are walking around not really knowing their talent. And so if we could just focus on what we're good at, if we could just focus on where our light shines the most, then from there we can go and we can, you know, walk into our real purpose. And today we have a guest on, and she's a phenomenal woman. She has shown up to her purpose and her calling like never before. She has, you know, looked deceit in the eye. She's looked the devil in the eye. She's looked all these things that have tried to hinder her growth or keep her from going to her next level in her destiny. She has looked at it in the eye and said, you know what, I'm not going to allow you, devil, Because that's what we have to call those things as if they were. We're not going to allow you, devil, to come in and stop me from moving forward into my goal. Stop me from going where God has me to go, because he's calling me to great places. He's calling us all. So, again, I encourage you all to just walk in that and don't run from it. Don't hide. Trust God and believe he can do it. I'm having a little technical difficulty putting her on the call, but we shall have her in a second. One moment. Leslie, are you there? Okay, it's coming, guys. I see it loading. These phones could be so crazy, I tell you. And I think I'm back, and I think I had the most craziest connection just now. But I want to hopefully try to introduce you to Leslie Taylor. Leslie, we have you on the line? Let me see. Leslie? Leslie? And we're going to get Leslie on this call regardless. And see, again, we have to tell the enemy, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Like, here we are in the middle of an amazing interview to come, and the phone is not, I don't know, the system is not allowing Leslie to speak. I see her clear as day. She's on here. And we're not going to stop. We're going to keep her at tissue. Leslie?
Jada?
Hey, beautiful. How are you?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I am great. I am great. And we have you on The Power of Technology. It's good sometimes and sometimes it's not so good, but I'm glad you are on. I know, if, just as far as me taking a break from these interviews, I know that that was a work trying to happen to get me to say, you know what, I'm just going to hang up and I'll try again. I find a better company or, you know, something like that. But, well, God.
Exactly.
That's it.
We have a big message to share. And,
yes.
You know, that's what it was. But
exactly. Well, I'm glad to have
Not today.
Well, I am glad to have you on, Leslie. And I am thankful for you and your obedience and sharing your bits of your story and just sharing motivation to someone on this day who needs it. I know we all need. I constantly need motivation. There's nothing like getting a word and letting it be fuel to my fire to go out and live with my purpose. And so today, you said you wanted to talk about suffering in silence, S-I-S, suffering in silence and sharing with your sis. What is that and what does it mean to you?
Okay, so what that means to me today is I want to speak to the heart of someone that I know is going through something that I have been through. Mm-hmm. What I went through, I actually went through it alone. And the reason why I said no more suffering in silence is because we do, like as women, we feel embarrassed. We don't want to share our story. You know, we don't want anyone, I don't know why we feel that way, but I felt that way. So what I want to do is just encourage women, if you're going through something, it is okay, because guess what? Someone else is. Mm-hmm. And the reason why my testimony, I feel, is strong is because, well, for one, David, when we met, like, you actually have seen it come full circle. And that's why I feel so blessed to be able to share it on your program, because you've been there. Like, when we met, I was in the midst of part of it. So I want to speak to women that are going through something with their significant other, whether it be your boyfriend, your husband, you know, someone even, you know, close to you. But for my example, it was actually my husband of 10 years. We had been together for 10 years, and I am a praying woman. And I just know that you feel like when you're praying and God's not answering, you know, you just feel like you want to give up. But I just want to encourage you to keep praying, because even if that answer is something that you don't want to hear, it's still God's answer, and it's okay. And it's still going to be okay. But my husband of 10 years, he went outside of our marriage, and he had a child with someone, and I forgave him. It was hard to do, but I did it. I forgave him, and I gave him another chance. And after forgiving him, I actually got pregnant. And now, this is two testimonies in one, because the one testimony is about praying and not giving up and receiving the answer. But the second testimony is believing that God will bless you of your desires. Now, when I got pregnant, I was 44 years old.
With, a miracle. Yes.
It was a miracle baby. And David can testify, we were actually in a study group. That's how a Bible study group. That's how we met. And when my testimony with the group was, guess what? I'm pregnant. It was amazing because, you know, it was a big testimony. So for those of you that are wanting to have a baby and you can't, don't give up. It's possible. My first child is 24. He's my big baby. And then I have one at 40. He's 8. And I have one at 45, and she's 4. So never give up. Like, don't give up. I know there's so many women that want to give birth, and they can't. But just don't give up, because God is faithful. He's faithful. Now, back to the original testimony, I got pregnant. And I had got pregnant with my first baby girl. So I had forgiven him, right? Now I'm pregnant with my baby at 45. I find out that the woman that he had a baby with is now pregnant with her second child. So he then went out and did it to me again after me forgiving him. So this was baby number 2, and now I'm pregnant. So this was like, okay, Lord, you told me to forgive him. I did. And now I'm pregnant. What am I to do now? And he said, I still have to forgive him. And I was like, oh,
what are you talking about?
Like, what are you saying to me? You know what I mean? And this is what one thing that Jada said about your energy. Your energy brings you everything. When you're in a low energy status, nothing but low ugliness, bad stuff is going to come to you when you're in negative mode. When you're in positive mode, that means high vibration. That's high energy. That means good things come to you and flow to you. Do you ever notice if you wake up in the morning and you're having a bad day and you continue all day to have a bad day?
It's exhausting to me. I can't do it.
And that just means that you're actually in your low, you're in low energy, so you're just and bringing it. So as hard as it is, you have to just know and believe that everything's going to be okay, and let me just be happy regardless.
And be regardless. Regardless.
Exactly.
So you suffer in silence. And I just want, as you continue on with the story, I just want to ask the scripture. When I saw your message, I just had, you know, I'm always asking God, give me a word to go with that, because we have so many people that don't pay attention to this most important. This is that Bible will bless you more than anything. I'm a firm believer, even if you're not a believer, if you pick up that, there's a word in there of encouragement for everyone and for every situation. And so when you sent your message, I prayed and I went to go and find a scripture. And I found 2 Corinthians 12, 9, and 10.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, I read through the Amplified version, which is my favorite version. It says, "But he has said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. My loving kindness and my mercy are more than enough, available regardless of the situation. For my power is being perfected and is completed and shows itself most effectively in your weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, I will all the more gladly boast in my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may completely enfold me and dwell in me. So I am well pleased with weaknesses, with insults, with distresses, with persecution, with difficulties for the sake of Christ. For when I am weak in human strength, then I am strong, truly able, truly powerful, truly drawing from God's strength." And my favorite part is when he says, "Therefore, I will all the more gladly boast." And boasting is, like you said, no more suffering in silence. Sharing what you're going through, because as someone see you, like myself, who knew about the situation, I got to see God's work in you. And so the more that we share and stop hiding our situations, we're giving God the glory. So how do you feel that that scripture plays a part for you and this mission that you're setting out to embark on, that you're on already, but it's going to get even bigger
yeah.
Blow your mind?
It really is. It really is. And it's on point. That scripture is so on point. God is always there because
mm-hmm.
guess what? My husband ended up literally leaving us, my husband
mm-hmm.
of 2 years, for this new woman. He left his whole family, and we, on my daughter, she turned 1 year old on July 3rd, 2014, and we got evicted on that
mm-hmm.
on her birthday. I was homeless, okay? My husband
mm-hmm.
left me homeless. And it's like, who do you want to share that with? Like,
yeah.
How horrible is that? You know what I mean? And
mm-hmm.
I had never been homeless in my life. Here I am with two babies. And homeless
mm-hmm.
in Atlanta,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
So it would take me forever to tell the story, but to make it short and sweet, I tried to do everything I could to stay in Atlanta, but I ended up having to go home to Ohio. And it was right before I was getting ready to launch. Like, my dream was always, I want to change the world. I'm going to be used. I'm going to empower women.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everything was going well until my husband just, I don't know what happened. I'm not.
Decide to be used, but you already know. But yeah,
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I will not speak negative of him.
Yes.
I still won't. I'm still
yes.
going because I
exactly.
know.
Sometimes we have all been used by the other side, but thank
exactly.
God there's a God that pulls us back in.
Exactly. Exactly. So I recovered. God took care of me. You know, I went back to Ohio. I recovered. It took me 3 years to just really just be in him, to get myself together, take care of my kids. It got me so strong because I wasn't even working. Like, I was a stay-at-home mom at the time. So working on my own business, but I wasn't bringing in money. So at this point, I had to work. I had to get a place. I had, you know, and I did it only through God. He gave me the strength. But when I tell you, it was only God, because I felt like I was almost dead.
Yeah.
And I know there's someone out there feeling like that. Like, you feel like you have nothing left. There's no strength. You feel dead spiritually, physically, mentally. Like, you can't even think. The only thing is something you can't even pray at
yeah.
some point. And you can only just say, and anyone in that, just say, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus." That's
yeah.
all you got to do. Just say his name 3 times because God yeah. is there. He
Amen.
Will make a way for you, ladies. And I want us all, ladies, we have to be sisters. We
yeah.
have to support each other. You know, I get so upset when I see these women, you know, when we're not helping each other, when we're trying to hurt each other or bring
in the
other.
State of the world, what's on the internet and on television is really helping. And that's why I was convicted to really, like, say, okay, let me do my part, God. Like, you know, it's been a while, but I got to be obedient to that, because if it's only one or two of us to the million that's being seen, we're doing our part, because there's so much negativity out there, and it makes it easier. But God, again,
the light always overtakes the dark.
Yes.
No matter what.
Yes.
If you feel like I can't be nice to this person, guess what? I the woman that basically I forgave her to her face.
Yes.
I forgave her to her face. But she did it to me like two more times. But guess what? I'm still gonna forgive her and him.
Exactly.
Because I'm gonna get blessings for that.
And you're walking in your freedom today.
I'm walking and I'm shining my light. Like, if anybody can survive that, because I know people know that divorce, it feels like death. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You lose in-laws, you lose family members. It feels like death. You know what I'm saying? But God is a healer. He will bring you out. All I want you ladies to know is, let's stick together. Let's pray for one another and support each other. We are so strong and powerful, ladies. And I don't want to act like I'm just talking to women, because there's some kings out there that's been hurt. They've been hurt too. So I just want us all that
a heavy percentage of kings who are hurting queens are acting off of previous hurt. And
exactly.
And we definitely need to lift them up so they can be open to love.
Open to love. Everything is about love, you guys. It's all about love. It is. And I just thank you, Jada, for letting me share my story. But it's so big. I know we'd be on here for like 3 hours.
Yes. But in the meantime, is there somewhere that people can find you and follow you and see the work that God is doing in your life now? Because you have some amazing things going on. And, Bossettes, we have been waiting for it. And now that it's here, like, where can you tell people where they can find you and what to expect when they follow you?
Absolutely. I'm at Bossettes, BOSSETTES, on Instagram and Facebook. And my goal is for us ladies to form a movement, a sisterhood, where we unite. Power is in unity. Just think about, like, when God says it's two touch and agree, just think of it's 1,000, 1,000,000 of us touching and agreeing and just praying for each other, how powerful we will be as a
nation.
Powerful. We are so powerful, ladies. We got to stop letting, you know, anybody steal our joy or our power. And I feel like our power is coming back. So I just, at my website, it's called bossandbossettes.com. And I have a pledge at the bottom where you simply go to the bottom of the page, you put your name in, and you take the pledge. And it's basically saying, I pledge to be a better person, to be a sister to my sister. And it's free. It's nothing. But basically you're just saying, I'm going to carry myself in better light. And just by doing that, like Jada, you said, if there's 100 dark but 2 light, we can still win. So my goal is just to form a sisterhood and a brotherhood, because family units are important. We got to get back to family units.
Yes, we do. Well, I am so thankful, Leslie. Like, I know we have been trying this, and it's all in perfect timing. Just today, I'm sitting here outside, like, looking at the trees, the fall weather, and I'm able to, you know, be still. And as we, you know, prepare for this taping, and I'm just thankful. I'm thankful for your obedience. I'm thankful for your strength and your courage, because this, like, you know, people going through the same things, but there are so many men and women who have suffered in silence and taken their lives. And if more of us would talk about it, if more of us would show that it's okay, don't be embarrassed, don't worry about it, someone cares. Maybe not the person you're with, because they're the ones who are hurting you, but there's someone out there who is ready to listen, ready to give you an ear, ready to hug on you, ready to love on you. Just showing that peace is so imperative today, because a lot of people aren't as strong, or don't even know, like, there is a being, once you tap into that relationship with God, that just changes your whole perspective in life, that just changes your joy and your everything about you, because you'll go through, because, I mean, I still go through, and I'm happy on 100 all the time, but I still have moments where I'm let down, or where people don't love me the way that I love them, or I find myself in relationships to where it's like, why am I here? Like I'm constantly trying something and it's not working, or just things don't go the way that I would want them to go. But that one relationship that does not change is that relationship with God. I can hold right. on to that, and that people may call it a fairy tale, a gimmick, and I love it when they say that, because you have people holding on to all type of addictions that does not mean their bodies or their lives or their purpose any good. This addiction that you say that I have is the best addiction that I've ever had, and that could do much more for me. It allows me to be a perfect piece that I'm in, and like you, it allowed you to survive through something that could have killed you. It felt like that, but it could have killed you. So
thank you
just for your strength. And so in 2 minutes or less, I would like you to give up as much motivation to our listeners, both men and women. This is, of course, because right now we're talking to the sisters, but we're talking to everybody as a unit. Give them your strongest motivating words, whatever it is, if it's something that motivates you daily, whatever it is, give that to them so that they can have something tangible for today, this Monday, and many more Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays to come.
Sure, sure. Well, I'm going to give out Hebrews 11:1, and that's, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. When you have the faith of a mustard seed, it's life-changing. So not only do we need to pray, we need to believe it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's one thing to just be like, oh, God, I need this. Please bless me. That's not going to get it. Like, you're going to be praying and begging and asking forever. You have to put work to that. What you have to do is you have to ask, for one. You got to believe it, and you have to see it. You also have to write it down. Every day, write down your goals. I have a journal, which is going to be my book when eventually.
Amen.
I have at least 100 journals of the last 7-8 years of my life, and it's written testimonies. So just write down, and I can show you things where I've written down and asked for it and believe it, and it came. Like,
yeah.
These are living, walking testimonies. So write it, speak it, believe it, and see it. Don't let any negativity get in your life. Every morning before you get out of bed, you put a bubble around you and you ask God, this light around me, don't let anything in it but love. Anything only going to enhance me. If it's negativity, let it bounce back.
Amen.
Don't let it come near me. You have to protect your energy.
Amen. Amen.
Protect your energy. That's what I want to share to everyone.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Leslie. I love you. You know I love you, and I can't wait to put my arms around you. You are amazing, amazing. Everyone, do not forget to follow Leslie, to be encouraged today. Like, don't forget to be encouraged. And carry that bubble. That bubble is a blessing. I love that bubble idea. Thank you so much, Leslie. You are amazing. You are love. You are God's job, and we love you so much.
Thank you, Jada, for having me. You are love. Like, when I think, like, I've always said you are a living, walking angel. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you for all you do. Thank you.
Amen. I love you. Well, we love you guys. You have an amazing day. Be blessed. Be loved. Be all that you can be. That's pleasing to God. And let your light shine, shine, shine.